The Streets Don't Love You Back radio show started in 2009 by Rob and Lucinda, and it is still currently going on really strong. If you would like to be a guest on the show, advertise any brand or product that you have, or get your music played, you can contact us at our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And thanks again for your continued support. We do appreciate it.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide. We got a great guest, and I'm about to bring him on now.
Hello?
Hey, hey, Pop, how you doing? How you doing today?
I'm good, Rob. How you doing? I'm good, man. It's
hey,
raining.
We blessed over here, Pop. Yeah.
Cool.
So we're going to get right to it, Pop. I want you to formally introduce yourself, and we're going to get direct into the interview.
Yeah, my name is Papa Stoop. I'm the father of Stoop Dogg, the rapper, and I live in Georgia. And me and Rob working on a few things, and today I'm on this radio show. So, Rob, give it to me, homeboy.
My man, I appreciate you, Pop. So we're going to get straight into your new upcoming documentary. Can you get a viewer just a little taste of what to expect on the upcoming documentary?
Okay, documentary that Rick and Devin did for me is about my life as being Snoop's father. It's about my life as growing up during the Civil Rights Movement in Mississippi from 1949 to 1966. And from 1968 to 1969, my life has been in Vietnam, being wounded 3 times, and receiving a Bronze Star Medal of Achievement. And my life has been in the music business for going on 32 years. And I've always been in the background, but I've been there all along. And a lot of people don't realize how much work I put into this business. And that's what the documentary is all about, Rob.
My man, I appreciate that, Pop. And now we're running straight to your new book that's going to be coming up. You know, speak on that a little taste and let the world know what to expect in that a little bit.
Okay, I got 2 books going on. I got the one with you and your wife, Lucinda, about my life as being Snoop's father, and how you got into the music business and where his musical roots came from. And Devin and Rick is working on my book in Chicago about Vietnam. They spoke to a friend of mine. I was in Vietnam with. He's from Detroit, went to Osborne High School. He's going to give you details of what the black experience was in Vietnam. But those 2 books, like I said, it's going to be nonstop. Every page is going to be one hell of a page because every page has meaning to it. And I want to thank you, Rob and Lucinda, for reaching out to help me write my book. I want to thank Devin and Rick for coming down here filming my documentary and stuff. It means a lot to me. I've been waiting 31 years for this. Never got a chance to get it done. But to you, Rob, that day you jumped in my limousine after Snoop's mom passed away, that's where everything started from. And I'm looking forward to working with you and your wife. Huh?
Hey, we appreciate it, Pop. And like I said, I just wanted to get on here and let you put that out there to the world of your upcoming events. So anything else you would like the people to know, Pop?
Yeah, I just want the people to know it's like a dream come true for me. Just knowing for a fact that I'm getting ready to finish my book on my life as being Snoop Dogg's father, and on my life as being in Vietnam. That means the world to me, man. And like I said, everything started with you and your wife, Lieutenant Rob, and I really appreciate you, man.
Hey, we appreciate you, Pop. Any shout-outs you would like to give anybody before we go?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my entire family, especially Snoop and my grandkids, my great-grandkids. But I want to give a shout-out to the cities of Detroit, the East Side, where I lived there for 9 years, all the people I met on Ballfort, Somerset, Nottingham, Beaconsfield, the people I met at UBQ, the club that was bumping back in the day on Van Dyke. I want to give a shout-out to Skateland on Alter Road. I just want to give a shout-out to this whole city of Detroit because I started working on 8 Mile Living Noise for almost 4 years. I came to the East Side, and I worked on Harper and Woodall, but I know a whole lot of people in Detroit And people still hit me up because I was a good mailman. I took care of my folks, man. And I want to say this. I love the city of Detroit. So anybody that ever want to talk about Detroit, I'm going to always defend Detroit because if you never lived there, you never know.
My man, Pop. And briefly before you go, Pop, let the people know a little bit about your upcoming interview on the Trapped in the Hood documentary series that's coming up.
Well, my upcoming on that is when you said Trapped in the Hood, saying that because I was out there walking every day. Some people are trapped in the hood, they can't get out. Some people was trapped in the hood and got out. So I know how Detroit is. Like I said, that's my second home. And Trapped in the Hood, I like the scenario. I understand all that because, like I said, I live in Detroit. So Trapped in the Hood, to me, is real big. So if you're trapped in the hood in Detroit, find a way out, okay? There's always hope. But if you're trapped in the hood in Detroit, find a way out like me and you did, Rob.
My man, Pop. I appreciate it, Pop, and much love to you. And we'll be talking to you real soon again. And thanks for the good interview.
Yeah, thank you, man. I love both of y'all, man. You're listening. I want to once again, I want to say I want to appreciate what you did for me, Rob.
Hey, thank you again, Pop. We love you too, man. Peace and love.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day, man. All right.